This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
You're listening to Vic and Ham Radio Jams.
Did you just call me Ham?
Vic and Ham.
It's Vic and Ham driving you home. M. Yes, it's me, M. And Vicky, I have a very dark secret that I would like to casually reveal to the world.
I need to know what this is.
Look, it's been a time. It's been a time in my life. It's the silly season. Everyone's busy. Everyone's taking time to do what they've got to do, buy a presents, et cetera.
Yes.
I've recently moved into a new house.
You have. It's so very lovely.
Yeah. And so it is really lovely. Yeah. I don't know why I brushed that off.
Yeah, it's don't beautiful. Brush it off. It's a beautiful house.
But we were trying to make our room a little fuller.
Sure.
You know, in terms of couches and...
I mean, the fact that you can fit a couch into your room
pretty
is...
Pretty wild. It's... But so we needed some greenery.
Sure.
And so we plants decided to buy a plant. Yes.
Well, what other sort of greenery were you going to get? You felt like you were like,
I know, some astroturf. I don't know.
You stepped on options. My moment. Of course, greenery.
We've got options. But yes, we bought a Monstera.
Classic.
We bought a Monstera that was already grown.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, so
We bought it off Facebook Marketplace.
You got a plant off Facebook Marketplace?
And it was like really well looked after and it was quite big. It was quite full. It was quite... Lovely.
Yeah, great.
We named her Ursula.
Aw.
Yeah.
I love that.
And then literally the next day.
Emily.
So it's an indoor plant, obviously.
Emily.
And I put it outside to water it. And then I was like, oh, well, I'll wait for the water to like run out of the pot, right? And then that'll be fine. I'll bring it back inside. But busy time, lots going on, people got stuff to do. I just left the plant outside. On one of the 40-degree days that we recently had.
Oh, God.
And murdered Ursula.
Yeah, I would have died if you left me out there.
I mean, I'm trying really hard to resuscitate her. I think maybe, like, she's in plant hospital at the moment.
They're,
I'm giving her love.
Pretty,
and
like...
She was burnt, Vicky.
Aww.
Bad. Like, severely, severely burnt. And
oh
I feel horrible about it.
Yeah,
like
you
I said,
should.
I am trying to get her back in shape. If you have any tips on how to, like... Revitalize
a
Monstera, particularly. I would love to hear from you. Or if you yourself have disastrously murdered a plant, let me know. I'd love to know to feel better about myself. I devastated myself, to be completely honest. I murdered my Monstera that I recently bought.
Yeah.
Obviously, accidentally. More like manslaughter, actually.
I was going to say, you didn't mean it.
No, I didn't. I definitely didn't. I feel really awful about it. I just don't know what to say, but...
Well, okay, so I had, up until last year when I bought a Monstera, I had killed every single plant that I had ever tried to grow in my entire life.
Yeah.
So, and I still have my first Monstera. It is like four times the size that it was when
I... Can I buy it off you?
No, I love it. Plant's name is Plant, by the way. I know you named your plant Ursula.
Yes.
My plant was named Plant.
Yeah.
We're very different people.
Yeah, I probably should have stuck to something a little less like now she has a name.
Yeah.
It hurts me more.
Well, Plant has a name.
I'm trying to
resuscitate. Same Plant.
Yeah, I know. I get it. I like it.
Thanks.
It's like Groot-esque situation.
Exactly.
Yeah, I feel it. Yeah. I definitely feel it.
But like that plant is thriving, like thriving.
So what you're telling me is I've done well to kill the Monstera.
I didn't think it was possible.
Oh, let me tell
you. They're like
a
beginner plant.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we got it, because I needed a beginner plant. But unfortunately, I just...
Well, there's such a beginner plant
mistake.
That I went out and bought a second one that is also now thriving.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, this is easy.
Cool. Great. Well, if you don't want to validate Vicky and you've also killed a Monstera, I would love to hear from you. Very, very desperate at this point to hear from someone else that's done
my
something.
My parents
just
have
terrible.
One in their backyard garden as an outdoor plant and it is gigantic.
Okay, wow. So I'd just like to hear anything, maybe just any positive affirmation from anyone about anything at this point. Would love that.
Emily.
Yes.
We just got a text in before. For you.
Great, because I did ask anyone out there at all to give me any positive reinforcement.
Yeah, I mean...
I would take any. What?
Anything?
Specifically, I killed a plant. a Monstera to be exact.
I just don't, I mean, I know how you did it. You left it outside on a 40 degree day and it burnt to death.
Okay, wow. As I've said numerous times, I am trying to resuscitate it.
Sure, sure, sure.
And thankfully, we have had a text in, haven't we?
Someone said, I feel your pain.
Great. Very good start.
I overwatered a stone plant and it exploded. That's from the Queen of Hounds.
Yes.
Now, see, I didn't know what a stone, like a stone plant was, so yeah. I had to look it up.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a kind of succulent, like a cactusy kind of thing. And if you give it too much water, its leaves will burst or the plant will die from beneath. So, that's a thing. And I mean, there's plenty of cases of people overwatering a cactus of some sort.
Yeah.
And because they don't like the water. They're not really into it.
Yeah.
Or they're into it sometimes, but not very often.
Yeah.
I once killed a cactus from underwatering it.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I'm giving you crap for the...
Yeah,
the...
thank you, actually. This is great. I didn't need a text in. I just needed you to be like, oh, I remember when I made a mistake that
I
one
prefaced
time.
my plants going quite well, plant in particular.
Yeah.
I named my plant.
Yes.
I prefaced it with saying that I'd killed every single other plant I'd ever owned.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that part.
Every
so actually, my track record is currently better than yours.
Other one, including a cactus that I underwatered.
Wow. Big into that. Did you know, did you hear that there was like a science experiment conducted and plants like make a screaming noise that the human ear can't hear?
I have heard about that. Yeah. It's terrifying.
Yeah. But did you know that children's author Roald Dahl wrote a story about it before that happened?
Yeah, you know how I know this?
Did I tell you already?
Yeah, you told it to me on our podcast. I don't remember which episode.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, but I didn't know the science experiment had happened, but
yeah.
Yeah, this, I'm a big fan of Roald Dahl. Love it.
I mean, great stuff.
Super, super great stuff. And yeah. his adult short stories are absolutely...
And this was one of them, right?
Morbid. Yes, yeah. Exactly. So he had like created this situation in his mind and now like years and years later, turns out it's a real thing.
Oh, it's just terrifying.
And pretty wild.
How much do you reckon your plant was screaming?
Vicky, as it burnt why would you do death? That? That's actually so not nice.
How much did Ursula scream?
That, oh my gosh, and you used her name and everything. That's terrifying. Vicky?
Yes, Emily.
We got a phone call.
Really?
Yes. So we've been discussing how I manslaughtered a plant. No. We've been discussing how I did a very bad thing and I did not treat my Monstera plant exactly how it was supposed to be treated.
No, you did
actually
not.
Quite the opposite. And we got a phone call from a wonderful Joy member, Andrew, who's a horticulturalist. So if anyone knows, it would be Andrew.
The people that listen to this station. Oh my God.
I love
the best people.
I love them too. And I'm actually just so thrilled because they've given me a list of things to do to ensure that my Monstera is going to be thriving, alive and well.
What do you got to do?
Got to keep it out of the sun, obviously.
Failed that.
Yep. You've got to ensure that the roots aren't sitting in water. You have to drain them freely.
Sure, yes.
That's a great tip. And also, you only water it if you put your finger into the pot and it's like dry.
Yep.
So these are all really good tips.
That none of which you followed.
No, correct. Exactly. But now you know
what to do.
Joy member Andrew, I know what to do.
This is brilliant.
Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
Thank you also, so very much, Andrew.
Still want to know really about the plant screaming.
No, we don't want to know about that. Please, no. No one say anything about that. Thank you so much, Andrew. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.